Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, reports that Israel has bombed Iranian military targets triggered fear in financial markets today, with equities falling, bond yields rising, oil prices shifting higher, and gold pushing beyond $2,400 an ounce. The Aussie dollar fell to a five-month low today of 63.7 US cents. It remains just under 64 US cents. The S&P ASX 200 closed down 1% to 7,567 points. There were losses across the large caps. In fact, all 17 of the largest companies on the bourse ended lower, led down by Macquarie Group, Fortescue Metals, and WiseTech Global. The four major banks dropped by 1% or more, as did Wesfarmers, Goodman Group, Woolies, Rio Tinto and QBE. For the full week, the market's down nearly 3%, meaning so far in 2024, notwithstanding the ASX 200 hit a record a few weeks back, the market is pretty much flat. Story number two is all about the strike I just mentioned, apparently by Israel on Iran. Reports at this point are sketchy, but US media organisations are saying an attack at a military base near Isfahan in central Iran took place. Isfahan is home to several military bases and facilities. A couple of significant things to note. The attack was not on a nuclear facility. The attack was relatively small. And, just as importantly, Iran is playing down what happened, giving the sense that it doesn't want things to escalate too much. Dubai-based carriers Emirates and Fly Dubai have diverted planes around western Iran as a result of the attacks. If you look at airspace in the region, it's relatively free of traffic right now. Also, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade here in Australia has warned that there's a high threat of military reprisals and terrorist attacks against Israel and any Aussies in that country should leave if it's safe to do so. Story number three, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says social media firms must understand their responsibility to keep violent content off their platforms, and the government is ready to strengthen e-safety protections. He said failing to act can cause severe damage, and media companies, including social media companies, have a responsibility to act. He said the e-safety commissioner shouldn't need to intervene to direct companies like X and Meta to take down violent videos that show people who have lost their lives. The comments come after video footage of the Bondi Junction mass stabbings were still able to be accessed on social media platforms several days after they occurred. The Prime Minister said witnesses should just forward materials to police rather than posting online. I totally agree on that one. Story number four, Woodside's first quarter revenue tumbled more than 30% thanks to lower oil and gas prices, which have fallen from the highs of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Revenue for the March quarter fell to just under $3 billion US dollars, lower than analyst forecasts, sending Woodside's share price down to begin with, but then it ended up outperforming for the day. It closed down just 0.2%. The average realized price of a barrel of oil was down from $85 US 12 months ago to $63 US. Now, Woodside's AGM takes place in Perth next Wednesday. The company is set to face angry shareholders over its climate strategy. Large shareholders have already indicated they'll vote against Woodside's transition plan. They're also going to vote against the reappointment of Chair Richard Goyder. Meanwhile, Mr. Goyder today announced he'll bring forward his retirement as chair of Qantas. He was supposed to finish at the end of June. Next week is his last week. And story number five, wait times for planned surgery in Australia's public hospitals have hit a new record at almost 49 days, according to a new report from the Australian Medical Association. The AMA says Australians are now waiting almost twice as long, on average, for planned surgery compared to 20 years ago. The report also says emergency departments remain congested and the proportion of people who complete their emergency presentation in 4 hours or less is just 56%. This is the lowest number since 2011, much worse than the pre-COVID days. According to the AFR, the report found the national proportion of individuals receiving Category 2 planned surgeries on time has fallen to its lowest point on record. Now, Category 2 surgeries, things like heart valve replacements, congenital cardiac defects, surgeries or fractures that won't heal on time, they're the sorts of things that the AMA says aren't cosmetic, they're not elective, they're actually needed, and long waits can cause serious pain and risks to patients. That's it for the afternoon report for Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and Adam Lang and I will be back tomorrow morning with a weekend edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.